pre-dining didn't change me. I would rather like to put it the other way around and say that in order to become a really good freediver, in order to be a very successful freediver, I had to change myself. But freediving is such a great mirror to everything what happens inside you, because when you freedive, you have to be totally relaxed, be totally in tune with your inner self. And as the minute you're not that 100%, you cannot freedive up to your best ability. You cannot perform the best you want to. So it took me a long time to become a good freediver, because when I went to these competitions, when I wanted to freedive, I couldn't do it. And that was because I was controlling myself. So I had to become another person because I wanted to become good at freediving.
Welcome to episode number 9 of Kat's podcast. I'm Kat and I'm very excited about this one because today I'm having the first man on my show. It's Jesper Stegmann, a fellow ocean lover, world-class freediver, freediving world champion and inner explorer. He's from Denmark but moved to Malta, now having his own freediving school. Jesper caught my attention last year with a powerful quote about letting go and overcoming our own limitations. And reading this, I smelled freedom in the air. When I approached Jesper and told him about this podcast, that I want to inspire people to think and live outside the box by showing other people's freedom stories, he immediately said yes. And I'm still very excited and grateful for that. This episode is packed with simple truths about living your dream, daring to let go of control and surrendering to what is, the secrets to deep relaxation and better sleep, why freedom is not having 1,000 options to constantly choose from, and the crucial role freediving played in all of this. Honestly, you will love this one. Jesper's got an amazing way to talk, using simple words and his own life experiences as examples. I'm sure you can easily relate to what he's saying. Be inspired by his story. Jesper, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
Yes. So just for the listeners, I think it's always nice to see where people living a freedom lifestyle are at the moment. You're on Malta and I'm on Bali.
Exactly. I'm in Gozo, one of the Maltese islands, and I've been living here for 5 years now, 6 years.
Wow. Maybe to start off with, tell us a little bit about your life and lifestyle and how you live on Gozo as a freediver and freedive instructor.
Well, first of all, I moved here 5 years ago now, 6 years ago. Actually, I've been coming to Gozo for the last 10 years. And before that, I lived in Denmark, but now I live here and I have my freediving center, my freediving school. And I, basically work my day, you know, in the water, in the nice warm climate down here. And then in the wintertime, I meet people like you. I do stuff like this and I go to Denmark and do speaks and workshops in the wintertime. So basically that's my life.
That sounds awesome. And it's actually vice versa, like how we do it. So you go to colder realms in the winter, you go deliberately to Denmark, whereas we escape to down under in European winter. But that's a good way to do it.
Well, I mean, I like the, I love Denmark. I mean, I've lived in Denmark my whole life, and I love, the more time I spend in Malta, the more I love Denmark, you know, and now I have two homes, you know, I have Malta and I have Denmark. So it's really a win-win situation, going out and moving out of your country. For me, it has been because I really came to appreciate all the other things I didn't see before in Denmark. Now I appreciate it every time I go home. And when I was living in Denmark and been living there all my life, I found myself being irritated about little stupid things all of a sudden. And maybe some people say Danes are very good at complaining about everything. And I see that now from the outside when I look in, that all these little things that become so important for people sometimes. I lost that now. Now I only get the good thing from both worlds because maybe also because you're living a bit more on the edge. When you have all these changes in your life, you need to adapt all the time. Or you need to accept all the time that this is how it is. So you become more aware of how you're feeling yourself on the inside, and not just being in this safe little bubble where you are sheltered from everything. In a way, that's what happened to me.
So you mean you're not portraying it on the outside all the time, but looking more inside and seeing where inside you there's something you should actually work on instead of just blaming it on your home country?
yeah, exactly. Blame it on your home country, your situation, or whatever. You know, we all have a possibility and almost an obligation to look at ourselves from the inside and finding out what makes you happy, what makes a good life. And basically, you don't need much. You just need something to eat and a place to sleep, and of course, a good coffee in the morning.
But, oh, yes.
Otherwise than that.
Definitely. Oh, good. We're on the same page on that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're totally right. And tell me, I mean, what made you leave Denmark? And also connected to the freedom lifestyle you're living now, was it always like that? Did you always have this drive or quest for freedom, or was there like something happening that made you change your life and move somewhere else?
Yeah, what happened and what how did it all come to an end? I used to live a life where I was very controlled. I was controlling myself. I was living in this little square box, you know, where I was afraid to really. I had many, many big dreams. Dreams about traveling the world. Dreams about having a boat. I still have a dream about that. All these dreams about things I wanted to do. But I was so afraid to actually take the first step, you know, because I was afraid to finding out that maybe I could not have my dream. You know, when you start going for your dream, you'll find out, oh, I couldn't do this. And I was so afraid of doing something. So it was a lot more safe for me to have my dreams inside of me instead of actually trying to act them out. But a big change happened in my life around 15 years ago. I kind of got too, I was wound up in this box and this life that I had built up around myself, which was very safe. I had a good job. I made some good money and, had a nice place to live and sleep and a good life, if you see from the outside, but inside of me, I was all twirled up I felt like in a prison. But then I met a woman. I met my girlfriend, and something changed inside of me. I began to open up. I began to dare doing things that which. Maybe I would not succeed in, but at least I would have tried. And then I found out that just trying is the real task. This is what you have to do. You don't have to actually succeed in everything you do. As long as you try, that gives you an enormous sense of freedom and satisfaction. So I started allowing myself to try things out more and more. And that ended up me taking a decision to move here, to Malta, and see if that will work. If that makes sense to you, I don't know.
Yes, it makes total sense. And And I love hearing that because I didn't know your story, so it's really new for me as well. And it's one of the, I think it happens quite a lot, hey, that the life from outside looks so perfect. Well, you've got everything. You've got a good job and you've got a house and everything runs smoothly, but inside people are feeling not all right, or they feel there's something missing. And
for me, it was like, you know, you have everything, but then it's not about having everything. It's more about, you know, you have to risk it sometimes. For me, I have to risk it. You have to find out what's on the other side, you know, because.
There must be more to life.
Exactly. And I found out there certainly was in many ways. Not that it's all good, you know. It's doing these things and taking these steps into the unknown also have given me many, you know, hard times and sorrows, and but also a lot of happy times. You know, it's like the life becomes complete in a way that you have to accept that. Not only can you become more happy, you can also be more sad at times, and it can be harder, it can be tougher, it can be absolutely wonderful. So that's basically, if we talk about freedom, that's freedom for me. That is accepting these feelings and these circumstances that surrounds me when I do these. For some people, it looks like, oh, it's crazy you move to Malta, it's crazy you take this step, but for me it's accepting that these things happen, that gives me enormous freedom to dare to do it. I can still have my coffee in the morning, and I can still have a place to sleep and eat some nice food. So it's worth the journey, I would say. It's worth the risk to do these things.
Yeah, definitely. And I love how you said it. Life becomes more complete in a way. And I think I know what you mean. It's about diving deep, to speak in your terms. And I think you feel everything more intense once you start dealing with it and diving deep into yourself. And you see, okay, there's not only happiness. Maybe there's some sad shit I have to deal with. And it's all, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it becomes... Life opens up for you in a way, huh? It did for me, and of course you can say free diving gave me a lot of these experiences because free diving is a very, very, very complex sport, but also very, very simple. And the things I experienced when I became really good at free diving, that was when I dared to let go and dared to accept that this will be a hard dive. Dared to accept that I'm probably going to feel like, you know, oh, damn, why did I do this? I'm going to die now, which I have felt sometimes, you know, on the way up from a very, very deep dive. But as long as if you can accept that, say, okay, I'm going to have this feeling if I want to do this, then you know it comes and you can kind of, you know, doesn't make it better, but you're not scared of having that feeling in the future, and that's helped me a lot to become a good freediver and to perform very well in competitions, you know.
You go.
No, it's just life is very, very simple, and I think that the way I was living my life was that I only wanted to do earlier on, you know, what I knew I could have success with. So I was afraid to go outside of the things that maybe I will not be successful here. But if you dare to risk it all and dare to say, I don't know if I will make the 100 meter dive, you know, but maybe if I just try, you know, and let go of all the control I normally put on myself, if I let go of all that control, maybe I can get there. And that's what I found out, that if you dare to let go of control, you will gain a lot more resources to yourself that you can use. That was my experience anyway.
Yeah. I think this is such a important aspect for us in our Western society, where we always want to have everything kind of controlled and planned out. And I mean, and I think letting go can be very, very freeing. That's actually a process I'm in at the moment. So I have these perfectionist tendencies, and mm-hmm. I'm really trying to let go of that and just seeing what you don't, yeah, don't force too much or don't hold on too tight. It makes life so much, yeah, easier and lighter and freer. And
yeah, I mean, for me too, yeah. I mean, of course, I also want to do things perfectly. When I arrange courses or when I do workshops or do a speak, I want to everything to be perfect. But life never is. Always something happening, yeah? And, yes. And instead of you know, trying to make it perfect in a given situation, just, you know, let it go and go with whatever happens or whatever the situation is. That's I think, then you find out a lot of new things along the way. And when I give workshops, when I do things, it's never the same thing, because something new happens. And if you are open and you see these things, either within yourself or within some of the participants, then you can go somewhere new where it's a whole unique experience these people get. And you can use that in your own life also. It can, for instance, it can be in the smallest things. You know, you want to go to the post office or the grocery store, and every day a miracle can happen. Every day something new can happen to your life. You meet someone in the queue at the grocery store, or you see someone in the post office, you know, all these connections that happens all the time. If you're open to them and not trying to control too much what you're doing, then life can bring you some pretty good surprises sometimes.
I find that, yeah, too. I've had it so many times. Once I let go of this ideal scenario in my head, everything actually played out perfectly and yeah, better than I would have imagined. But yeah, it's just letting go of this idea in the head that something must be that way. And yeah,
exactly.
If I researched right, you started free diving in 2000.
Yeah, around 1999, 2000, yeah.
So free diving was already in your life before you turned your life around, basically. Or was it a factor playing into that?
Yeah, a very good friend of mine, Steve Severinsen, he got me into free diving. And I'm forever grateful to him for that. He got me on the national team in freediving back in 2000, and we went to the first World Championships together in 2001. So yeah, freediving didn't change me. I would rather like to put it the other way around and say that in order to become a really good freediver, in order to be a very successful freediver, I love competition, and in order for me to really perform well at competitions to become a really, really good freediver, I had to change myself. But freediving is such a great mirror to everything what happens inside you, because when you freedive, you have to be totally relaxed, be totally in tune with your inner self. And as the minute you are not that 100%, you cannot freedive up to your best ability. You cannot perform the best you want to. So it took me a long time to become a good freediver, because when I went to these competitions, when I wanted to freedive, I couldn't do it. And that was because I was controlling myself. So I had to become another person because I wanted to become good at freediving. That's one thing. So freediving gave me this mirror all the time. You're not relaxed. You're stressed about this and this. So that was really helpful for me. And then the other thing is, of course, the water in itself is a very relaxing environment to be in. Being in the water for me is such a a magical experience, because when you immerse yourself into water, first of all, you become weightless. When you put your head on the water, you are leaving a lot of your senses in the surface, so to speak. You are depriving yourself of a lot of your senses. Your hearing, your vision, you're not smelling anything, you're not speaking, you're not even breathing. So when you immerse yourself into water and all the things are gone, you can either become very stressed because you don't have all these normal senses to relate to, or you can be very free because you have let go of all these senses and now you can just float and relax and enjoy the inner landscape of yourself, where there's absolutely nothing or maybe everything happening. So that silence underwater, I really, really love that. So that's why I say that water is really the key to inner relaxation, inner freedom, so to speak.
I love that image. Yeah, I never thought about it that way, that you're actually cutting off certain senses. I'm not a diver. I love to be in the ocean. I surf, I swim. But just thinking about it, that's actually quite interesting.
I mean, for me, it still is, and that's why I love freediving. You know, it's still magic to me. I've done it for many, many years now, 20 years, but it's still magic to me. Every time I go underwater, I go down to 20 meters and look around and hang there for, I can be there quite a few minutes. This sensation that comes up inside of me, because everything is gone. I cannot feel where I stop and the water begins. It's like everything is just mixing together or dissolving. That's a really interesting feeling. And I love that, of course.
When you were talking about relaxation and that you became a really good freediver once you became more relaxed or started to really relax, do you think people today in our societies are still able to truly relax, or do we have to relearn how to relax?
Yeah, I mean that's a good point. A lot of people that come to me, they come to me because they are stressed in their life. They are maybe too busy. They cannot sleep at night. And what I think people need to learn, a lot of us, me included. I mean, I can sometimes forget relaxation. You know, it's not like I'm the eternal. in eternal Zen mode, but we need to be better at finding out how can I have the correct level of tension in my body and my system to what I'm doing. And one of these things will be to relax completely. A lot of the people that come to me, they really need to be better at relaxing. I've had people coming here that haven't slept for many years, or anyway, when they leave here after a week's course, they say, I haven't slept this well in 20 years. So I think that our ability to relax, our ability to let go, our ability to empty our minds for a while and leave things as they are, so we can recover ourselves, so we can recover our brain and our body when we sleep, when we walk along the beach or in the woods. I think that's so important. And this is what we should learn more of. I saw some figures in Europe that the whole population, they are dying of stress and stress-related illnesses. We need to be just learn how to take life a little more easy, you know, and not trying to control everything and not be afraid that we'll not get the next raise in salary so we can buy a bigger car or something like that. But try to find out what is the real values of your life. How much value is there in being able to have time to take a walk in the sunshine with your loved ones? these kind of things will give us a lot more value. And once we have find the value in these things, then we it's also easier to relax because these things are for free. I mean, the best things in life are for free anyway. So we don't have to chase around after what everybody else tells us to chase after.
Yes, exactly. It's so many times it's the simple things that are the most beautiful and the most fulfilling. As you said, sitting with your cup of coffee outside, looking out to the ocean, I mean, that's priceless.
It is. And I feel so, I feel very fortunate. I mean, I feel that that's one of the good things about having the life I have and the way I have built it up, or we have built it up, me and my girlfriend, is that we can do these things. We also work 70 hours a week in the high season. So, So freedom is not freedom to do nothing. Freedom is freedom to do what gives you energy. You know, I have never worked longer hours for less money than I do now, but I feel more free. I feel that I can make decisions. I feel I can relax when I go to bed at night. I feel satisfied when I wake up in the morning. I'm looking forward to start the day. I haven't had a weekend in 8 years since I started this lifestyle, because it's just another day. It's not, you know, oh, now I take the weekend off. Oh, now it's Monday. No, it's my life, and I love that. I will never return to a 9-to-5 job where, you know, Thursday or Friday you're looking forward to going home for the weekend.
Sorry, I'm laughing, but oh, what you just said gave me goosebumps, really. I feel free, and I mean, this is probably what all of us who have this anchor in freedom feel or can relate to, or just I can feel it, and
I mean, I think people sometimes mistake it for being free to do nothing. That's absolutely not the case. But it's more being free to do what gives you energy, and to examine that. And once you find that, if you find something that this gives me energy, pursue that, because it doesn't matter what you do. If it doesn't give you energy, it's a dead end anyway.
Yeah, totally. And I love that you bring up the notion of energy, because that's something I think about quite often. And over the past years, I started realizing which things give me energy. Like, I have this constant drive to do it, and connecting it to freedom, like you just did, is actually a cool new perspective.
Yeah. I mean, that's how it is for me. Yeah. Maybe people would say that, I don't know, but if you make $10 million or whatever, then you will have freedom. I'm not saying that money does not give you some sort. It's a big part of what makes things possible. But having a purpose in life, having something you like to do, and, you know, accepting not that it will also be a hard journey, that's life. You know, you put so much into your life. I met so many interesting people over the last 10 years when I have pursued this way of living, that which I would never have done, or I didn't do in my life before. I'm not saying that you cannot have a really, really interesting job and meet a lot of interesting people working 9-to-5, but I couldn't, you know. For me, the big revelation came when I let go of all that. I have my own business, and
I love that story. I'm just curious about another thing. You said when people come to your place, stay there for a week or two, and they say, oh, I haven't slept this well in like many, many years. What do you do with them? Is it the breathing you're doing with them, or is it just being in this soothing environment, being a lot in the water, and then sleeping in a house right next to the ocean? What do you think?
I think it's a combination of all these things. I spend most of my day outside, of course, and we do when we are having courses here, or workshops, or retreats, or whatever. That's one thing, and it is the diving, it is the free diving, it is working with your breath, being underwater, and the whole creating this room and this space, physical and in time, where people can relax. You don't have to do anything. You can just let go for a week now. You can just let it all go, and then we're working with free diving, where that's a big thing. So people tend to, you know, just letting it go, relaxing the body, relaxing the mind, and then they can sleep. You know, so it's a process. You know, it's not a when we do things here, when we teach, it's not like you have to take a driver's license. You know, it's like it's more process you start. You know, it's a mindset. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes. makes perfect sense.
I mean, that's the way I teach anyway. You know, that's the way I see freedom. Freedom keeps on giving you something. You know, it's like life keeps on giving you something, because what's happening to you when you're freedom is that you experience life in a new way, both underwater, but also when you come out of the water. Sometimes I have students who come here, and I have a sense that all they really want to do is tick this one off, so now they can show on Instagram or whatever that they've done it. Not many, you know, not many, I would say, but that's not the point of freediving. Freediving, it's been said many times, it's not something you do. It's some, you know, it's you don't do freediving. You are a freediver. It's part of you. You don't do yoga. I mean, you're It's more a mindset, yeah. It's a way of seeing things, not just, you know, being in the water. It's also out of the water. It's the way you relate to yourself and to the environment around you, which is also a big part in freediving. I mean, taking the first step for me was the hardest. Once you make the decision, this is what I'm going to do, everything becomes more simple. This is what I'm doing. Okay, so I can rule out a lot of other stuff, and then life becomes more simple and more free. And for me, that's a big thing also in the whole freedom concept, because for me, freedom is not having the ability or the 1,000 choices. For me, freedom is choosing. When I choose to dive deep, when I put my mind and my body and all my nerves and everything into one competition dive, that I have to dive deep. There are 10 million other things I cannot do at that moment. I have to dive deep. And that gives me a lot of freedom and resources to only think about that dive. And the same when I come out of the water, when I started my business, when I decided to move, or we decided to move to Malta, me and my girlfriend, we also took a choice, one choice. We said, we are going to do this. That means there are thousands of other things, interesting things we are not doing. And for me, that is where it's my feeling that a lot of people want to do everything all the time. And that will not, I think, for many people, bring them in a place where they experience a lot of freedom.
I get it totally, because making this choice makes you make a commitment, and then you stick to that, and you have the headspace, not just the headspace, but the focus to do just that. And yeah, that opens up the space and the freedom then.
Yeah, I think so. I remember for myself in my old life, you know, I had my good job, and I had a car, I had a good place to live. I also wanted to go on these two holidays every year, and I wanted a bigger car, all these kind of things that you want everything. But when you want everything all the time, and especially when it's something that, you know, society decides or the people around you decide this is what it means to have a good life, then for me, I couldn't find happiness in that. For me, simplicity is the key, and doing one thing. Of course, there are many, many things I would love to do. I would love to travel the world and see many exotic places. I would love to go to Bali. I've never been in Bali. But I'm sure I'll get there one day, but not now. There are many things I cannot do because I'm here. And that's also what people need to, I think, realize that you cannot do everything all the time.
Yeah, yeah. I feel very, very much the same. Because for me, over the past years, it was also a process where I would maybe, I mean, I'm still doing a lot of things, I would say, but I cut back on things and focus on less so that I have the headspace or the mental space to actually deal with things and to grow in them. And
yeah, I mean, I think of course, if you're a creative person, and I can hear also that you have this idea bank, probably, you know, ideas popping up all the time.
I want. Oh my gosh! Yes.
and sometimes it requires hard work to keep this simplicity in order. But and I'm not saying I'm perfect at it, but I can see the benefit from it. You know, when you do something fully, not only for me but also for my customers and
people. Yes, definitely. I think everyone, and I loved how you said it, like structure the simplicity or order the simplicity. Sometimes I deliberately create space to be able to focus on one thing, and I feel when it's too much, when my head is like too full and too many ideas are flying around, I'm like, okay, stop. I have to just kind of put that on the side and come back to it later and deal with what's important or with what I want to deal right now. And then I can still grab the other stuff from the back of my mind later on and get back to it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't disappear, or maybe something new comes up next time you have.
Yeah. So, exactly.
I mean, one thing, if I can relate, if I can relate that to free diving,
yes.
The second I'm not 100% in my free dive, I'm not thinking about the goal, about getting to the bottom. I'm just thinking about relaxing, equalizing my ears, something we have to do when we dive deep. Just relaxing, equalizing. We are free falling into the depth, so I don't have to move my legs or anything. I'm just falling into the depth. If I'm not totally relaxed and totally into the inner dive, as I call it, then I cannot go there. I will never reach the destination. So it becomes so clear when you're free diving that if you are thinking about other things on the way down, you will never get there. And maybe we have told ourselves in the service, in the office job, that we can do 1,000 things. And maybe we can, it looks like it. But what we need to realize is that if we only do one thing at a time, the result will be so much better. And we shouldn't settle for less good results in a way. Do you know what I mean? Yes, maybe when you see people in an office, they're multitasking and the boss is happy because, oh, they're doing a lot of things. But what he did, you know, or maybe even yourself, yeah, I did all these things today, but I could have done so much better. And in one of them, it could have been such a much better result if I just focused on one thing.
Yeah, yeah. This is actually the freediving example is an awesome example to show it. just staying with the relaxation a little bit, do you have any tips for listeners what they could do either today or, well, in their daily lives to relax a little bit more and to feel better and a little bit freer, less stressed?
Our breathing, being conscious about our breathing, just not that you have to breathe in a specific way, but just noticing your breath and trying to breathe deep into the bottom of your lungs, into your stomach. That means take a nice deep breath into the bottom of your lungs, into your stomach, and then let the air out slowly, slowly, slowly. Have long, deep exhales. That exercise will, in time, help you to connect more to your breathing and understand when you are stressed and when you are relaxed.
Is it like a two-step breathing? So first into the lungs and then further down into the stomach?
Into the stomach. I mean, when you breathe in, you breathe in through your nose, because the nose is for breathing and the mouth is for eating. When you breathe in through your nose, you also have small molecules of nitrogen oxide that goes in and blends with the bloodstream that helps you to dilate your blood vessels and give you more flow in your respiration and the blood around the lungs. So that's a really good thing. Always remember to breathe in through your nose. But what I want you to do for relaxation is to first exhale. I say a good inhale starts with an exhale. First, you want to get all of the old air out before you take some new and fresh air in. So if you should do it, you want to exhale your lungs completely. Relax your shoulders, relax your neck, and breathe out. Once you breathe out, you can breathe in through your nose. And try to relax your stomach muscles and use your diaphragm. The diaphragm is a muscle system under your rib cage. When you use that, it will go down and in towards your stomach. And if you're relaxed in all your stomach muscles, your stomach, your inner organs will be pushed out. So you have like a balloon belly. So you want to breathe deeply into the bottom of your lungs. So first an exhale. Breathe in through your nose, into the bottom of your lungs. And then slowly, slowly let the air out. To start with, you can, like you're letting air out of a balloon, slowly let the air out through your mouth. So you have a little valve, the air goes out slowly. And the diaphragm slowly falls back into place. That's a very good exercise to get to know your breath, get to know your diaphragm, and to practice breathing in through your nose. Now, what happens the first time people, they very often sit down and they want to feel relaxed by doing these kind of breathing exercises, is that they feel very stressed. Because once you sit down and you let out all of other external input, what very often happens is what I've experienced is people, they feel all their own input from their own body and their own mind, all of a sudden having room to come up and say, okay, now I'm here. So people feel very often in the beginning more stressed from doing these exercises, because now they can feel all the things happening in the body and the mind. But don't worry about that. Just keep doing it. Keep doing it. Go somewhere in the nature, in the woods, find a space where you can be completely yourself and train these things. Relaxation is not something we can do just by doing a breathing in a specific way. It's something we need to train. Just as we need to train if we want to have big muscles or we want to take we want to study to be really good at something, we also need to train our ability to relax. And so don't expect just because you sit down and breathe, like I explained, that you will feel total in heaven, but it takes training.
I think that was really, that was really lovely, like you guiding us through this. Just hearing your voice was calming and relaxing, and yeah, that was perfect.
Thank you.
Yes. I totally know what you mean by that people actually first, when they do these breathing exercises, that they start to freak out. I just did an intensive yoga week where we were working a lot with the breath, and I felt where my edges are, and they're like certain inhalations or exhalations. And when you have to inhale for a longer time or exhale for a longer time, I feel where my body is starting to tighten up, and where I get this feeling of, oh my gosh, I can't do it. It's too much. And that's probably my body screaming, give me air or something.
Yeah, I mean, it all comes with practice and also the knowledge about what's happening when you breathe and when you hold your breath, or you breathe very little compared to what you're used to. So training's the key.
Yes, definitely. And I think connecting with your breath is so essential. And it's like walking. We all think we can walk, but probably a lot of us, we can't really walk anymore. Because of our shoes and our lifestyles and all the sitting all day. And it's the same with breathing. We think we breathe, but we actually don't really breathe and probably don't breathe naturally anymore. So, yeah, it's always good to connect with the breath.
I think that could be a good place to start for a lot of people, just to do that, and then something will happen.
Yeah. So you guys listening out there, we will be super curious to actually hear about what's happening. So let us know what you experience. I mean, I would be super curious about that.
Yeah, me too. It's interesting to see. For me, what happened to me was I found out I spent so much energy trying to control the world around me. But once I opened up to my inner breath, to my inner freedom, to myself, I found out how much energy I had used on external things and how many resources I had inside of me. And that was the breathing and the freedom that was the mirror put up in front of me and the tools that helped me to gain this insight and helped me change my life, basically.
So it was, the breathing and the freediving that, it always goes round in circles. Hey, the changing your life helped you become a better freediver. But then again, like diving deeper into freediving helped you create more true freedom in your life.
True. That's the way it's all connected, huh?
Yeah, I know. Sometimes I try to figure out things like, what was there first and what influenced or enforced what? Was there first my reconnection with nature, or was there my freedom? And then I think it's just like they're like mutually reinforcing elements.
Yeah, I agree.
When people come to your place on Gozo, for how many days typically, and how does it look? What do you do?
So basically, we have two or three different kinds of customers who come here. We have a lot of beginners, people who are interested in freediving, seeing that this is a new thing. You know, this is something you can do, and everybody says that you become relaxed if you learn to freedive. And what I always say to people is, take a week out of your life and come here, and then I can teach you how to freedive. I can teach you what it means to be underwater in a new way. I can learn you how to relax. I can learn you how to enjoy it. For me, that's the most important thing. That is not that people come here and they dive down to a certain amount of meters or they hold their breath for so and so long. For me, I want people to come up of the water and I look in their eyes and I can see that now they know what I'm talking about when I say freediving is amazing. And then how deep or how long, that doesn't really matter. It's just starting it and getting that feeling of being in the water. That's what we do with the most beginners. And that's what we are quite, we love what we do. And they live here in our house where we also live. We have a few extra rooms. a big pool, and we are right by the edge of the sea. So it's really, really, yeah, I love living here. So those are the beginners, their first meeting with freediving, which is the most important. This is also why I love doing these things for people who never tried it before. But they have a tendency to come back and for more. So we, of course, also do advanced freediving courses and depth training for athletes who want to go really deep. Then we do a lot of safari dives. There's so much beautiful nature here in Gozo, and caves we can dive into, wrecks that are really beautiful. We have some of the Mediterranean's most clear water, so it's a very great visibility.
Wow.
Yes, so it's basically an ocean holiday with breathing and relaxation included.
That sounds lovely. Yeah, I'll definitely come around one day.
Yeah, I hope to see you. You're welcome. We never met in real life. Maybe I can come to Bali once. And
yeah. So I'm just looking at my questions. Is there anything you'd like to add from your side?
It's such a big area, you know, freedom. There's so many things about freedom. Sometimes you're not free, you're absolutely not free. Sometimes you're in a life situation where everything is just really, really bad and emotionally bad, and that can be hard to deal with. You know, that can be a hard thing to find freedom in that. But then it comes to one thing I think is very important, and that is to believe. When I dive really, really deep, sometimes I doubt that I can get back to the surface. And this is where my belief in that I will succeed or I will make it back to the surface, that comes in. So it's not that I'm a very religious person, but I believe a lot in believing. And sometimes you're in a situation where you can't really see a way out and you're really in a bad shape or in a bad place. But what you can always do is believe it will become better, and then take small steps. That's an important message also, which I have had times in my life where that has been very relevant. So that's one thing that also can give you relief.
And how, because you said sometimes when you're really down deep, you're actually not sure if you make it back up. So how does it feel? I mean, can one even describe it?
Yes. I mean, there are different kinds of free diving. When I talk about these feelings and this state of not being able maybe to get back to the surface, that's when I'm doing a competition. I'm quite a good freediver. I've been freediving for many years and been in the top of the world kind of things. So when I go really deep in competition, that's where we go away from the relaxing freediving. I mean, I'm still relaxed, but at some point in the dive on the way up, it's definitely not relaxed anymore. This is where you start having all these feelings. Will I make it back to the surface? What can I do? You know, you your body, or you want to panic. You want to panic, but that's just not an option. You have to relax. You have to stay calm, and you have to just keep moving your legs so you come closer to the surface. Of course, that for me, the times I've had these feelings, I'm not going to make it back up. It's been very, very stressful. But I also learned to relax about it and believe in that I will make it to the surface as long as I keep moving my legs. You know, I keep having the rhythm. I will end up in the surface. And I found out many, many times that, of course, I end up in the surface. I mean, all the times. And if I would have panicked at the bottom, or something else, I would not have made it up to the surface. And that's why it's such a great training, freediving, for being in stressful situations and relaxing about them. Because for me, this is, and still is, the ultimate stress, being underwater and and having the urge to breathe, but you can't until you have swam another 80 meters back up to the surface. If you can accept that feeling and not freak out about it, you'll find out that you can basically do anything without freaking out.
Yes, I can imagine that.
I used to be afraid of standing out in front of crowds and speaking out, or many, many things which kind of become, I mean, in relation to that feeling, it's nothing, you know. It's, if you can teach your body really to relax, even if you have stressors coming from the outside, you can still stay relaxed. You have your core energy, you have your core relaxation. This is all from the outside. It's just a signal. It's just something happening in you or around you. It's not really, it doesn't have to affect your inner self. That's helped me a lot also outside of the water, that, you know, what happens outside is doesn't have to be a part of you necessarily.
Yes. Yeah. And I think that's it. Then you're basically immune to the circumstances, outside of the water or in life. So when shit hits the fan, basically, you can be still and you can be relaxed. And it's very yoga. I mean, I don't have to tell you, but for me, I always see the parallel to yoga. It's the same thing you kind of learn there, just to sit still in uncomfortable situations or holding a pose longer and longer. And that makes you probably on a similar level resistant to things happening in your life that you actually don't like, but you can bear them in a better way.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's so important. We can all be in situations where nothing is good, or there's a really sickness in your family, or something that you cannot undo, and which on an emotional thing is very, very close to you, and it's just really, really bad. No, it, and you can't do anything about it. And that can be very crippling, and that can be very. It's when you can't do anything, it's hard to get around it, if that makes sense. And but you have to find a way where you can accept that I'm in pain now. You know, I'm in pain now, and it's not going to go away. I will have to live with it. I will have to go through it, and maybe I will also have a time of total chaos. But I know that chaos will settle down again, and then I will come out on the other side. Those are also important. You know, we cannot always be together. Sometimes we are just a big mess.
Yeah, but yeah.
Allowing yourself to be that sometimes, I think, is important.
Yes, definitely. Just accepting everything that you feel and that you're in, and not fight against it. That's actually kind of closing the circle to the beginning, because that's what you said when you told us about how you get to living your freedom lifestyle. You said you started to feel more and to accept that you are sad sometimes and not always happy, and just to feeling more and accepting more and being with it. I'll make it short or make it different this time. So I have two final questions. They are two quick questions. Is there a person who inspired you lately, and why did he or she inspire you?
Yes, there is. There's a woman in my life, and she inspires me, and she, I'm in awe of what she's doing, what she's going through, and the resources she's finding right now. I will not get into more details about that, but
yeah,
she inspires me a lot. And if I have ever thought that I was in a bad place or I was having some problems or having to deal with things, and having had to find resources to diving off from very deep dives or wherever, what she's going through and what she's doing now, that puts me in awe, and that's a big inspiration to me to really keep on fighting.
That's a beautiful, beautiful story. And do you have a ultimate freedom song? Something you listen to and you really feel your freedom?
Wow. Freedom song. No, nothing that just pops into my mind. I do like music a lot, but
it's probably the silence of the ocean.
maybe. I really love the sound of the waves, you know, when sometimes when you listen to music, you're in a place and you hear a piece of music and you say, yes, this is perfect for this situation, and this everything comes in together, and it is just kind of part of it. So it's not one song, but it can be different kinds of music in different kinds of situations, you know. You get this feeling that, this is perfect.
Yeah. You want to roll down the windows and if you're driving in a car, yeah.
Exactly.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing all of this. And I really loved the conversation, and I could have talked to you for hours.
Thank you too. The same for me. It was really interesting and a nice talk, and it's such a big subject. And hope to meet you in person one day. And
same here. Thank you so much.
I hope you enjoyed this deep dive into the ocean of our human nature. And if you're in the mood for proper free dive now, you find a link to Jesper's Dive School in the show notes. Also, any comments, questions, feedback, send them over. And as always, if you're listening on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, and if you like this episode, I would be super thankful if you left a 5-star rating and maybe even a review if you feel inspired. This really helps me to grow my podcast and inspire more people to live their freedom and go after their dreams.